This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts.
It was the highest crime rate ever in New Orleans. It was the worst time. The height of the anger, the PTSD after Katrina a year later, it was just horrific for everyone in town. There was no place to go to even have a drink with a friend and forget what was going on without hearing a worse story. So this was fed by all the darkness that was here. Our ghosts were gone. Our ghosts that built a town that protected. The dark side was here, but our spirits, the balance that was normally here was gone. There was no place to run. And then you add sex, drugs, and rock and roll like they did, and you have a recipe for disaster in the middle of a disaster. And that is the story of Zach and Addie.
On October 17th, 2006, a 28-year-old Army vet named Zach Bowen might have been mistaken for a quiet local at the rooftop bar of the Omni New Orleans Hotel. All night he'd been drinking steadily, mostly keeping to himself. Around 8:30 p.m., he asked the bartender for a shot of Jameson's, swigged it back, and left his last few dollars as a tip. 2 weeks before, he'd emptied his bank account and with $1,500 had gone on one last drug and alcohol-fueled bender. But now at the La Rivera poolside bar, which boasted a splendid view of the Mississippi River and the French Quarter, the cash had run out. He pushed back the bar stool and steadied himself. He nodded at the bartender, took his time walking past the empty lounge chairs and potted palm trees by the lit pool. The hotel security camera caught him slowly walking over to the railing, looking over it twice, then glancing one more time at the city he loved before jumping to his death. He landed with a sickening thump on the parking garage five floors below. When police arrived minutes later, they thought they were dealing with a routine suicide, until they searched the right pocket of his jacket and found a plastic bag containing his Army dog tags, a key, and a suicide note. But it was anything but typical. It read as follows.
This is not accidental. I had to take my own life to pay for the one I took. If you send a patrol car to 826 North Rampart, you will find the dismembered corpse of my girlfriend Addie in the oven, on the stove, and in the fridge, with a full signed confession from myself.
This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. When the police converged at 826 North Rampart, they found an ancient-looking two-story home with a voodoo shop on the bottom floor and a cramped one-bedroom apartment above. Unlocking the door, police were first surprised by the blast of air conditioning, which had been turned all the way down to a frigid 60 degrees. Then they noted the silver spray-painted messages covering the walls. One said, "Sorry, I couldn't finish," and, quote, "total failure," spray-painted on the refrigerator door, together with an instruction to call Lena Bowen, his despised ex-wife. There was one more spray-painted message on the oven door, in big block letters that dripped all the way down to the cheap linoleum floor. This last instruction left by Zach Bowen was more sinister. "Don't look," it said. Opening it slowly, they found Addie Hall's arms and legs in a roasting pan, mingled with crudely chopped potatoes and carrots. The pots on the stove and the refrigerator contained the rest of her. Bowen had scrawled more messages in his girlfriend's journal. One of them said,
"Today is Monday, 16th October, 2 a.m. I killed her at 1 a.m. Thursday, 5th October. I very calmly strangled her. It was very quick."
Zach Bowen went on to write that he had stopped halfway through his strangulation of Addie Brown and, realizing he didn't have a shred of remorse, finished the job. Then he drained the last $1,500 he had in his bank account and went on an 11-day bender until the money ran out, spending it on good food, good strippers, and good friends. He kept diary entries of each day of the bender, sometimes on pieces of paper, sometimes when he was on the verge of blacking out, spray-painting the more important thoughts on the wall. He wondered why he could have so calmly strangled the woman he had loved for 1.5 years. He lowered the AC so the putrid smell from the boiling pots of flesh wouldn't be noticed by Princess Miriam, the owner of the voodoo shop on the first floor. "I'm a horrible person," he wrote at the kitchen table as the water boiled away. The autopsy on his shattered body would reveal two important things. He had not ingested the remains of his girlfriend, and his skin was covered with dozens of cigarette burns. "One for every year," he'd write in his confession letter, "that I've been a failure." But if you had asked anyone about Zach Bowen, horrible wouldn't have been the word they'd use. Just over a year before, Hurricane Katrina had inundated the city. For weeks, there was no power, no plumbing. And even after the violent looting had died down, property owners, both poor and rich, carried rifles and sidearms to defend their homes. Homes were painted with an X to signify the date they were inspected, or with the letters DB to signify that there was a dead body inside, or the letter L meaning someone still inhabited the home. Army helicopters clattered overhead, and army bulldozers cleared the streets of reeking debris. After Mayor Roy Nagin decided all residents had to be evacuated, willing or not, for their own safety, only the most diehard holdouts remained. Two of those were Zach and Addie. There's a picture of Zach and Addie sitting outside a doorway in the French Quarter. On a wooden table, there's some beer bottles, mixers, and honey. She sits in the doorway, reaching back to pet a stray cat as she smiles at the camera, half-cocked. Zach also looks well-lubricated, but half-smiles, shirtless, smoking a cigarette and leaning forward slightly. The photographer has interrupted their conversation, but they don't seem to mind. In those traumatic days after the hurricane destroyed the city, when bodies were still being found in attics and the patrons of a local bar had to wade through ankle-deep water to buy a warm gin and watch a TV powered by a generator, Zach and Addie were always welcome faces. I challenge you to click on photographs of Zach and find anything sinister about his disposition. The biggest crime he seems capable of committing is being lit. They were such familiar faces in the recovery period after Katrina that a New York Times reporter stopped to speak to them too, and soon found out that Addie made sure police officers kept an eye on their home by flashing her breast at them whenever they passed. She's half his size. In one photograph, he's wearing a generic army shirt, his arms loosely wrapped around her, the top of her head barely cresting his shoulder. They had met at the Spotted Cat, a narrow, bustling bar on Frenchman Street, where they were both bartenders. The Spotted Cat still exists, and so does 826 North Rampart. It's now owned by a woman named Mary Millen, whose voice you heard at the beginning of this episode. Born on the bayou, Mary Millen, who also goes by the name Bloody Mary, is a self-proclaimed voodoo queen, ghost hunter, and celebrity psychic investigator. She's turned the former home of Zach Bowen and Addie Hall into a haunted museum. If you buy a $10 tour, you can walk up the short flight of steps to the second floor where Zach and Addie lived. Very little has been changed. The refrigerator is the same, the oven is the same, and so is the stove. Though Zach Bowen's last spray-painted messages have been painted over. I called up Mary and asked her to tell me more about herself and if she had ever met Zach or Addie.
I am known as Bloody Mary. I own the Haunted Museum in New Orleans, a tour company, and a voodoo spirit shop where we do ghost hunts and seance and try to communicate with the other side. We've got our own ghosts, too. I do remember that Addie worked at the Spotted Cat. I had a friend that worked at the Spotted Cat. So I would go in to see my friend, and if she wasn't there, she'd say she doesn't work tonight or whatever. And I think there was a commiseration that they never served Jägermeister there, and I wanted a shot of Jäger. When I drank a shot of Jäger. They didn't have it. She liked it. They didn't serve it. So that kind of exchange. Maybe also, bumming a cigarette kind of thing from him. So very, very loose. Very loose. But there were only a few bars that were open at the time. And most of them, if they were, we in the French Quarter, Marigny, where they were. So it was a small town, literally, at that point in history. Very few people were left a year after, you know? Not many things were reopened for almost 3 years. And I went to a lot of these places and did a lot of cleansings and banishings because the dark side was winning here.
We'll be back after a short break. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Springtime's a great time of year, but that warm weather also means more people walking up and down my block, sometimes very late. I feel a little bit more reassured knowing my home is on the alert for me 24/7. Not to mention little perks like the water sensor that tell me if a pipe is springing a leak, especially if I'm not home. Trusted by experts, Simply Safe was named Best Home Security Systems for 2024 by U.S. News & World Report, and Newsweek awarded it Best Customer Service in Home Security. Get 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/homes. That's simplysafe.com/homes. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
We're back with Murder Homes. As summer turned to fall in 2006, Zach and Addie had started to get a reputation as a hard-fighting, hard-drinking couple. But considering the apocalyptic conditions after the hurricane, substance abuse was the least of anyone's worries. Even the cops were stealing whiskey from locals and confiscating cash. There comes a certain point when a bender, even a very long one, beats waking up to a foul-smelling reality. Stray dogs lapping at shit-filled pools of water. Thirsty residents siphoning water from swimming pools and fountains. But Addie and Zach were treating it like an adventure, and for a time, it seemed to work. They'd gather up leftover bottles from ruined bars and mix drinks in front of their home in exchange for food. As the weather grew chillier, they lit campfires outside their home, tied red and blue balloons to the window that soon started to sag. It was still the best part of a bender, when finding each other still felt like the only piece of luck they were looking for. Imagine finding a drinking buddy, a friend, a lover, who was looking for the same easy nothing as you. They're genial, good-looking drunks, who are so in love they don't even look that drunk, or maybe they're so bombed that it looks like love in those photographs they pose for. They had both led troubled lives before they'd even set eyes on each other. He'd spent time in Iraq and Kosovo and was still technically married. His wife had left him when he was overseas. He had served as a military police officer in Kosovo and Iraq and been traumatized by something he had seen in Baghdad. But exactly what he had seen that shocked him is hazy. In one version, a boy he had befriended in Baghdad had his home blown up and his whole family died. In another version, an Iraqi woman he had worked with was labeled a traitor and killed by pro-Saddam forces. And in yet another version, he'd mentally disintegrated after a fellow soldier was killed in a mortar attack. With Bowen, it's hard to tell if he had whitewashed his own aggressiveness with PTSD. Like his professed love for Addie, the question is what was real and what was embellished. But there are undeniable facts. Despite earning a NATO medal and the Presidential Unit Citation for his service as a member of the 527th Military Police Company, he only got a general discharge after the war. It means there was something that prevented him from performing his job adequately. It's impossible to say for sure, but substance abuse is the first thing that springs to mind. This left him extremely bitter, since it means he didn't qualify for GI educational benefits after the war. Addie was a closed book, too. There are only rumors, which sometimes contradict each other, too. She was molested. She was bipolar. She'd endured several abusive relationships. In Zach, she was either just following the same self-destructive pattern or hoping she'd found a way out. The only thing that doesn't seem hazy was their drug use. Everyone who was in contact with them confirms it. A friend named Squirrel supplied them with a steady stream of cocaine. Mary Millen has spent 10 years communing with their spirits on the second floor of 826 North Rampart, though she confesses that even she doesn't have the nerve to turn on the stove. Here's what she told me.
I kind of saw Zach embedded in the wall, so to speak, kind of like trying to pull his way out of the wall and get out. And a 6'10" shadow was pretty unmistakable as well. She is more of an empathic kind of entity that talks to you, reaches out and touches you, makes some people, a lot of people cry, though she's doing that less often now that she's more of a growing spirit. But she was the shell of a ghost when I first got there. It took a while. She didn't even believe this really, that he did this. She didn't believe that this had happened. She was very, very confused. Now, he is very forlorn and saddened over what went on in his life. And you can feel that. And then you can also see his shadow, his spirit, movements of things, sounds, grabs, touching, all of the senses. Zach is the only one that doesn't move around. I mean, he moves around from the kitchen to the living room, you know, like in a small area. So I do not cook up there. I do not eat up there. I do not shower up there, though I could. All of those things are still there that were there. So the bathtub he cut her in, the refrigerator that he stored her in, the oven that he baked her in, the sink that he stared out the window at, the painting that he drew in the bathroom, a bench that he made. Her bicycle was in the backyard for years. And, you know, I've gifted them with things, gave him a guitar. She wanted a sewing machine, different toys. She likes sunglasses. So there's stuff all around. And all those things have become altars on their own. People bring things, give them gifts from champagne to sunglasses to money to joints sometimes. They don't last long.
The problem with a bender that lasts a year and a half is two things. First, you have to trust your partner in crime, And second, you need a way to scrounge up money so that you can stay squarely shit-faced. It's all fine when a storm has decimated a city and you can pilfer bottles from flooded bars. But when the city begins to come to life again and the sidewalk you're holding court on starts to fill with pedestrians, the easy nothing of it all gets harder. And that's when they began to get on each other's nerves. There was no more liquor exchange and beach chairs, all-day motor-mouthing with bearded strangers in tie-dye shirts, no more king and queen of the French Quarter. Zach owed months of child support, and Addie owed rent, and their arguments turned vicious. She was a mean drunk, and he could be physically violent. Above Princess Miriam's voodoo parlor, there was all-night stomping and screaming, the sharp crack of a pot hitting the wall. I tried to reach Miriam Shimani, but only got her answering machine.
2023, this is Princess Miriam of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple. Dearest friends, laughter over fear. Turn your worries into laughter and let joy flow from your soul and the world rejoices with you. May you be ever blessed. Leave your name, your phone number, or call us back.
I've always had a dread of super positive voicemail messages, but in 32 seconds, I have to say, Princess Miriam has kind of won me over. Still, I wonder how much of her charm rubbed off on Zach and Addie in the last months of their lives, and whether she felt something terrible coming, like agitated birds before an earthquake. In the early days of October 2006, Addie became convinced that Zach had cheated on her, and since it was her name on the lease, she said she was kicking him out. I imagine that in the few calm moments between raging arguments, Zach and Addie were nostalgic for the days there were holdouts, when so many residents had left that the survivors who stayed behind felt as if they'd created a new city, new rules, a new life. Another problem with a year-and-a-half-long bender is that it always ends. It can end in a car where, blacked out, you wonder why birds are chirping in the tree above you at 5 a.m. and joggers are running by. It can end in a hotel room with management pounding on the door, your cell phone buzzing, your wallet gone. Or it can end in your own home after you failed to convince your girlfriend, the one who believes all your best lies, that you're not the most horrible person in the world. We'll be back after a short break.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're back with Murder Homes. The night of her murder, Addie had kicked Zach out. She left for work, and in the back of her mind, during her whole shift, she had the nagging feeling that he was burning another hole in his arm at 826 North Rampart. And when she arrived home and opened the door, there he was. After he strangled Addie, Zach went to work, making deliveries for a nearby grocery store. And by the time he came home, he had worked out how to dispose of her corpse. Lifting her up in his arms, he walked into the cramped bathroom and lay her down in the bathtub. Then he cut her up with a knife and handsaw, oblivious to the sounds of passing cars and neighbors shouting greetings to each other on North Rampart Street. After the deaths, Priestess Miriam was hounded by television crews and newspaper reporters. Finally breaking her silence, she started to speak, and they all moved closer with their microphones and notebooks. "You never know what's going on in people's minds," she said. Mary Millen, meanwhile, tells me that Zach and Addie might be dead, but they most definitely have never left 826 North Rampart. Sometimes she watches a member of a tour group standing still, seemingly stuck, looking out the same window Addie Hall once looked out of. And sometimes she watches them start to cry.
I know when they stand in the crying spot, how they're going to feel sad. I watch how this happens and how they reach out. The spirits are still looking for understanding and closure, and I try to help with that. And sometimes people run and they're scared, and sometimes they have fun with it. Sometimes Addie wants to go out with my bachelorette tours and go drinking. And believe me, Zach still wants to pinch a nice bottom and grab people. There is still flirtation that absolutely goes on. The more scantily clad my people are dressed, the more I know he will come out. I don't think he thinks he's worthy, but he has made a baby step or two. But he's still hazed out. But I believe that all spirits deserve a second chance. And I believe that you can grow in your afterlife, in the in-between life.
I'm struck by those words, in-between life. Because when I picture walking up to Zach and Addie, in those days and weeks when they were holding court on the sidewalk after Katrina, I think that is the life they had found, the in-between life, this temporary refuge between two extremes. I think they wouldn't have let me, let you, pass without having a drink, letting an hour or two waste away. Time means nothing in the in-between life, whether it's in this world or another. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. Murder Homes is created by and executive produced by Matt Marinovich. Executive producers are Jennifer Bassett and Taylor Chacoin. Story editor is Jennifer Bassett. Supervising producer is Carl Cadel. Producer is Evan Tyre. Sound design by Taylor Chacoin, Evan Tyre, and Carl Cadel. Special thanks to Ali Perry and Nikki Ator. Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. you'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.